Chapter 21. The phone vibrated and rang on the blonde wood table, an arm's length away from her bed. It took her so long to wake up and answer it that the phone had nearly danced its way over the edge. Still only semi-conscious, she grabbed the phone and put it in bed next to her. While she didn't have a hangover like she had when she'd woken up in Jesse's bed the previous morning, she was still a little high. Kayla had come back from the stupid farewell dinner, and the two of them had gone out drinking to celebrate their coming adventure in Boston and paradise. They'd talked about getting away from Vic and his ridiculous reunion. Have you ever met a less interesting group of men? They make all the men back in Scottsdale look like Einstein and Da Vinci. Kayla and Dee talked about Jesse Stone, Kayla giving a friendly warning. If he will, I will, Dee. I made a wrong turn back then, and seeing him again. Don't worry about it, Kay. I can stand the competition. She didn't mean it for a second, but couldn't afford to alienate Kayla. Not now. Not with some air back in her balloon. The more interesting part of the conversation had come during their cab ride back to the Standard. Kayla was pretty drunk by then, and the veil of melancholy, which had lifted for most of their bar hopping, was settling back down around her. Something's up with Vic, Kayla said, resting her spinning head on Dee's shoulder in the back seat of the cab. By up, do you mean wrong?
I guess. He's worried.
About what? He didn't seem worried when I saw him today. He just seemed like Vic.
You guys may be tennis and gun buddies, Dee, but you don't know my husband. He's worried about something. When I got back to the hotel this afternoon, he was in the room, drinking by himself. In all the years we've been together, I've only seen him do that a few times, drink by himself, I mean. When he knew he didn't have it anymore and had to retire, and when the economy went to shit, he did it every day there for a little while.
This time, do you think it's got to do with our trip to paradise?
Probably. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why I should care. I don't even know why I mentioned it, Kayla said, her words slurring into one another. But she had mentioned it, and Dee had hardly been able to get to bed thinking about it. That was hours ago. Now Dee finally put the phone to her ear without checking the screen. What? She said, yawning, stretching her muscles, the sun streaming through her windows.
Hey, Diana, you called me last night, remember? Abe Rosen? You know anyone else stupid enough to risk his job the way I am?
Me.
You don't count. Me, I'm taking a risk for a friend. What you're doing is professional suicide.
Then it's an assisted suicide.
Don't remind me, he said.
What time is it?
9:47, sleepyhead.
Anything?
Yes, as a matter of fact. You're either second-sighted or you got a tip. There was a homicide in Paradise, Massachusetts, 2 days ago.
She sat up in bed, her head clearing as if by magic.
Victim? Martina Mary Penworth of Huntington Beach, California. Female, Caucasian, 18 years of age, freshman at Tufts. 2 gunshot wounds, probably 9 millimeters. 1 to the heart, 1 headshot.
What was she doing in Paradise?
That's the interesting part, Rosen said. The prime suspect, the only suspect, is another Tufts freshman named Benjamin Holden Salter. Rich kid. Scene of the homicide was the family homestead in Paradise.
What's so interesting about that?
Kid's still at large, but left his car at the scene.
So what? The kid killed the girl, panicked, and ran. Not exactly a unique scenario, she said, her enthusiasm fading.
Maybe, maybe not. But the kid's not really the part that will interest you.
Abe.
It's the kid's father. Harlan Salter IV. The father and his brother Owen are the majority partners in the Coastline Consultants Group, a small but very profitable asset management concern out of Boston.
Holy shit.
Holy shit indeed, Batgirl.
Thanks, Abe.
I'm not sure you should thank me, Diana. Before you, I didn't understand what an enabler was.
Don't worry. When this whole thing blows up, I'll make sure you get some roses tossed your way.
Keep the flowers and watch your ass, he hung up.
Diana pumped her fist and jumped out of bed. Then, when she realized her joy had come at the cost of murder,
She crossed herself and showered in silence.